Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you are listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, just to name a few of the places we're distributed. And if you hear that squeaking noise in the back, that is the mascot, okay? That is Durga, yes. I used to own an animal hospital, so I have animals, and of course, I love them, and so of course, I would make the show mascot my dog, which is a little Yorkie, and normally, I feed her and take her for a walk, so she just sleeps through the show, but today, I fed her, and I couldn't take her for a walk because it's raining, and so she's a little wound up. But we're going to go on and do the show anyway. She's just a part of it. And Durga means a great protector and destroyer. And so she's destroying all ignorance out there and protecting us from, I don't know, naysayers or evil or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, she's there with us. And normally she does not say a word. But we'll just get her calmed down here after a bit. All right. So, yes, I am the founder of the Bond Method, and the Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness. And what we do with the Bond Method is it's seven steps. And so what we do is we create an environment that your body, that allows your body return back to its natural blueprint that it was born with for health. And when we suffer from a healthcare challenge, or we're not feeling on top of our game, or you know, feeling our best, it is because we have deviated away from our natural blueprint. And so we need to balance the body so that it can return back to that natural blueprint of health. And that is what the Bond Method does. The doctors don't heal you. I don't heal you. Other healers don't heal you. Your body heals itself. And it needs to be put in an environment that it can rebalance itself. And so that's what we do. So not only does it do that, but it also teaches you how to experience the law of attraction like never before and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. And you discover who you really are, what your life purpose is, and how to prevent and overcome healthcare challenges. So you'll be able to experience life in a whole new way with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And I mean, who doesn't want that? I mean, seriously, that's pretty awesome. Anyway, I think. So what we're going to talk about for the show today, because I've seen a lot of clients, actually, and a lot of people out there who are going through change and shift in their life. Excuse me. And a lot of them have just gone through huge financial losses or devastation, basically because of what happened in 2007, 2008. And they're having a hard time recovering from it. And they're wondering what's going on. Plus, you know, with this whole shift that we all went through in 2012, with the consciousness being shifted from third dimension to fourth dimension, there's just so much going on in people's lives, and things are happening very rapidly, and they don't really know how to cope or where to turn or what to do. So I wanted to do this show as a way to help people get through the change. And And I'm going to talk a little bit about my life, and I normally don't do that, but I'm going to and share my story because I, too, suffered huge financial losses. So it's not because, you know, I'm not just, excuse me, I know what it's like to go through there, and I know what it's like to rebound and what it can be like the second time around. So we're going to talk about what not to do and then how you can get through this and turn your life around and have the life back that you want and that you deserve, actually. So it's better the second time around. But before we do that, it's time for our What the Bleep Is
That? And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Say
thank you, Brian, for that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing, Michelle?
Good. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, great. So what we've got here today is kale. That's what the bleep. But now, that's not really something that's, you know, all that weird or anything. But a lot of people don't like it, you know. And it is really good for you. It actually has gluten in it and zeaxanthin, which protects your eyes from macular degeneration, which is really good because we did a show a while back about how to heal your eyes. And it helps with lung congestion, which is important, especially since we're going into the wintertime now and people kind of sometimes, you know, get colds and things like that. And it's also good for your liver, your stomach, and your immune system. And it has an ingredient in it or an enzyme or that can protect you against colon cancer. So it's very nutritious. It also has a lot of calcium in it, and a lot of vegans eat it for that reason, because they're not doing any dairy products. Iron, vitamin C and A, and chlorophyll. So it's very good for you, but some people just can't get over the, you know, how am I going to eat this stuff? Because it can be kind of bitter, shall we say, you know, and have a strong flavor. And a lot of people like to eat it raw in salads. I'm not big on that. I cannot eat raw kale unless it's baby kale. Then I can eat it. And I really like to get the baby kales because none of that goes to waste. You can have the stems and everything. But, you know, the big kales, you got to cut out the stems. And if you're going to cook them, they have to cook longer than the rest of it so that you can eat them. Otherwise, they're really tough. So what I did is I came up with a recipe for this kale, leek, and potato soup that is really yummy. And it's very nutritious and it makes the kale very palatable. So if you don't like it, you might want to give this a try. And the reason why I chose leeks is because they're very nutritious. They have minerals and antioxidants such as carotenes, xanthan, and lutein, again, you know, which helps with the macular degeneration. Folic acid. Leeks have folic acid. I don't know if people realize that. Vitamin A, C, K, and E. So leeks have a lot of vitamins. They're very nutritious. And, of course, fiber. So does kale. Kale's got a lot of fiber as well. And it can reduce the cholesterol production because of the fiber that's in there. And it has antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal activities, which is good, again, as we are trying to boost our immune system for coming into the wintertime when people do become more susceptible, it seems, to colds and the flu. And it may decrease blood pressure. And then the potatoes. I chose potatoes. And potatoes are getting a lot of bad rap. But if you don't want to do potatoes, then you can substitute the squash for the potatoes. Winter squash would be good, like acorn. I don't know if I'd put butternut squash in there because it might be good. I don't know. But they're kind of sweet tasting. I don't know if it would really go so well. But I don't know. Give it a try. It might work. And I chose potatoes because they're loaded with potassium. And as we age, our body has a harder time getting the potassium that we need. Potatoes also have vitamin B6 and C. Magnesium, which is another very important mineral for you to consume, especially if you're undergoing a lot of stress. And as we get older, our body has a hard time getting enough magnesium. So this is good. And potatoes also have fiber. So this soup that I'm going to give you the recipe for is very nutritious, and it has fiber in it, which can help you with your digestive system. Okay. So what you do is you take a bunch of kale. If you don't have the baby kale, then you take the stems out and you chop it up. Okay. And then you chop up the leeks. And you don't have to, this can be a coarse chop. It doesn't have to be finely minced or anything like that, because you're going to be blending it at the end anyway. And then the potatoes, same thing. You want to peel them, unless you've got like the yellow potatoes or something, the little ones, then you can experiment and put the peels in there, because the peels won't be tough. But if you have the big ones, then you want to peel them, because the peels might be tough. So anyway, you cut them up into like bite-sized pieces. And what you do is you put some olive oil or grapeseed oil in the bottom, 2 cans, in the bottom of your pan. And you want to use like a 4 or 5 quart or 6 quart pan there. And then put the leeks in there and just sweat them. That what sweating means is they become translucent. Okay. Then when that's done, you throw in your potatoes and your kale, and then you pour in enough veggie broth or chicken broth. If you're vegetarian, you would use vegetable broth to cover your potatoes. If you want your soup to be more liquid, then of course you would add a little bit more broth. And you cook this until your potatoes are tender. And that might take about 15 minutes. And just stick a knife in there to see if the potatoes are tender. When they're tender, take it off, add your salt and pepper to taste. And then you take an emulsion blender. If you don't have that, you can put it in a blender and blend it up. And then you add about a quarter. You can omit this if you want, but I think it tastes really good. You can add about 1/4 cup of heavy cream to it. Now, this is going to serve about 4 to 6 people. So I don't think 1/4 cup of heavy cream is going to make that much difference in your weight. But anyway, you eat that, and you can eat it warm or you can eat it cold, kind of like Vichyssoise, like they do in France, if you're going to eat it cold. But anyway, that is a very nutritious soup for you to have, especially going into the winter, and you might find that you can then tolerate your kale. You can catch this recipe at my website, themichellebondshow.com. Go to the Bond Method tab, and the recipe is there. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about coming back after financial loss or devastation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I got my first real 6-string.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I am the founder of the Bond Method, bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And we are talking about coming back after a huge financial loss or devastation. And so, like I said, I wanted to do this because I thought that it would help people out there who are or who've gone through major changes in their life and are trying to find out, you know, how to get through them, what's the meaning behind this and all that. And now I've gone through a few of these in my day, and I always was able to pretty much rebound pretty quickly. However, I was caught up in the downturn, the economic downturn that we had in 2007 and 2008, and it has taken a while to recover from that. And so I've been examining this, and I, you know, was trying to find the answer, what the heck was going on. And I tell you, the deal was is that I owned and operated an animal hospital for many years, and this was not my dream. This was my ex's dream. And when we first got married, it was all he wanted to do. He was a veterinarian. All he wanted to do was own his own animal hospital. And I was raised that you need to support your husband, you know, your man. And so I would do whatever it took for him to have that dream. And I was very successful in the corporate world. I was in sales and marketing, and I was doing a phenomenal job. The last company I worked for, I grew the territory 633% over what the previous account representatives had in that territory. But the corporation, instead of applauding that, because I was a woman, I was sexually discriminated against, and they constructively terminated me because they felt threatened, the glass ceiling, that whole deal. And so I'm not going to go into this too much, but it was a big thing, and Gloria Allred was very interested in the case, and we settled down in court. But anyway, so it's about that time that my husband at the time decided he wanted to get his own animal hospital, and so he found one, and we pursued buying it, and decided at the time that why would I go get another job in the corporate world when I could spend my energy helping him with the practice, doing the business side of it, because I knew nothing about veterinary medicine. Of course, he would handle that, but he didn't really know anything about the business angle of an end of it, so I would take care of that. So we thought it would be a perfect fit. And the first year we bought the practice, it was very successful. We grew the revenues 33% over what the previous owner had. And then we continued at a steady pace to grow the business at least 10% every year. And I could have grown it more had my ex decided that it would be okay to have another doctor, but he didn't want to. But I tell you what, we were one of the highest grossing single doctor animal hospitals out there. So the whole point was, is that I was very successful, but we were both very successful, but we were working 12 to 14 hours a day. Okay. And that's crazy. I mean, I didn't have time. Yes, we were making money, but I didn't even have time to go to the bank to deposit the checks, much less pay the bills. You know, I mean, it was absolutely crazy. And my ex had such a tight rein on everything. He didn't really want to hire people. And so I was wearing all kinds of hats. And then I would get really kind of frustrated and I realized this was not healthy. And so I would hire people against his wishes to take over my job so then I could go and pursue, because it wasn't my dream, the animal hospital, what I wanted to do. And so in a way, it was a blessing, because at these times I would then go, I was very interested in mind body medicine and Deepak Chopra. And so I would go to all of Deepak Chopra's seminars. I'm like a sponge when it comes to learning things that I'm very interested in. And I would even volunteer at all of his workshops. And so I was just eating this stuff up. I became a certified meditation teacher. I became a certified yoga teacher. I became a certified astrologer in Vedic astrology, except I do not practice that anymore, and there's a reason. And so I did all these things. So the practice, where it gave me the means by which to do that. And then, of course, because we were working these crazy hours, and something's got to give, because that's not the way you have sustaining prosperity. It did give, the marriage. Yeah, so we had the success, but the marriage fell apart. And it was a contributing factor. The stress and everything was a contributing factor to my ill health, I found out later. So we divorced. And with that divorce came a loss immediately of your finances, because in the state of California, everything gets split in half. So my net worth went down by half. And I lost the job, my means of making money, the vacation, because he got the animal hospital because he was a veterinarian. I did not want it. And I lost my house because, of course, we had to sell it. So I lost all this stuff. And to tell you the truth, I came out of there, I was scared to death. I mean, you talk about fear, honey. Let me just tell you. I was afraid that whatever money I had left from this whole venture, I was going to lose. And that just became prominent in my mind. So at the time, The Secret, the book The Secret was out. The Abrams preachings or teachings or whatever were out. And so out of this fear, I started reading The Secret, because everybody was all about The Secret and manifesting abundance and thinking positively. And if you have these affirmations and you picture yourself doing this and that, then that's going to keep you from becoming bankrupt, losing all your money. You were not only going to not do that, you were going to make tons of money. You were going to be very abundant. And so that's, what I did. And so being the type A person that I am, I not only read The Secret, but The Secret was composed of teachings from different authors. I went and got all the other authors' books, and I read every single one of their books as well. Okay, so I did this for about a year, trying to decide what I was going to do with the rest of my life. Now, what I really wanted to do was just take yoga classes, teach yoga, teach meditation, and do astrology charts. And do the mind body medicine thing. You know, that's what I wanted to do. But everybody was like, well, you can't do that. You can't just go around doing yoga all day long. And, you know, I also wanted to do some traveling. You can't do that. You got to do something with your life, you know. And my friends, who are now ex-friends, but my friends were all like, well, why don't you just go, you know, get yourself a job, go get a job for minimum wage. I was like, excuse me, I'm not going out there and getting a job for minimum wage. I used to own and operate a freaking animal hospital, you know. I was very successful. Why am I going to go out and get a job for minimum wage? But they had a point, I thought. And so I looked at kind of what I wanted to do. I did not want to go back in the corporate world. I had a bad taste from what happened before. Plus, I thought I was getting too old for the corporate world. They didn't want to hire me anyway. And so the only other thing I could think of that I could do was that I kind of enjoyed doing and that I made money doing was selling real estate, was being in real estate. I used to love to go to open houses. That's what I would do on a lot of weekends, on Sundays when I had my time off. Is I would go to open houses and check them out. I was all into real estate. I thought it was really cool. So I thought, I'll go get my license and become a realtor. Well, that didn't work out so good. But we've got to take another quick break. So when we come back, we'll discuss more of this and see what you don't do, and we'll explore what you do. Okay? So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She's stood in the street.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay. So we are talking about coming back after a huge financial loss or devastation. And I have to tell you guys, I do have butterflies in my stomach telling you all the story because I normally don't talk about this, but about what happened to me. But anyway, we'll get through this. Okay, so before the break, I was talking about how I decided to go into real estate. So, of course, being the type A person that I am, I took all the classes that I needed to sit for the exam so I could get my real estate license, and I did it in record time. A lot of people take a year to 2 years to do it. I did it in like 6 months. So, got my real estate license, joined a firm, the number one firm in my area, and then something interesting started happening. The economy started tanking, real estate started tanking, okay? And also, during that time when I was getting my real estate license, everybody's like, well, you need to, you know, buy a house. You can't be renting. You need to have some property because, you know, that's the only way to secure your financial future, blah, blah, blah. So I bought into it, and I bought a condo because that's what I could afford at the time. Okay, so I got this piece of real estate, and I'm going into real estate. And then the real estate market falls out, okay, right in the middle of all this. And the stock market also crashed about that time as well. So, needless to say, this is Southern California, and I think y'all know what happened there. Nobody was selling real estate. I tried it for a year, and I saw people who were selling billions of dollars worth of real estate a year just lose it. And it used to be it went from everybody was having open houses every weekend to maybe you've had a few open houses to maybe there's one or two open houses every weekend. A lot of my colleagues ended up having to declare bankruptcy because not only could they not pay their mortgages, but they also were using credit card debt because they weren't making any money. No houses were selling, and they were using their credit cards to get by because they were hoping that it was going to turn around. Everybody was thinking it was going to turn around. And I did this for about a year and just finally said, oh, forget it. I can see that this is not turning around. So in the meantime, though, however, I thought, well, maybe it'll turn around in a year or two. And so my condo, in order to preserve its value, because it was an older condo, it needed to be fixed up. I decided, well, okay, I'll take this opportunity and remodel because you can get all kinds of deals on stuff to remodel because the economy's tanking and everything. So I'll do that, and then I'll ride it through. Because I've been through real estate depressions before, you know, and you just kind of ride it through, and then they come back, and they're usually stronger than where they dipped down. So I did this. I spent a lot of money remodeling that darn condo there. And lo and behold, the economy never turned around. The real estate market never turned around. It tanked. It was a ghost town. And I don't know if it has really recovered. I don't think Southern California's real estate has recovered that much. And the clients that I were getting back then, because I was listening to all the coaches, you know, the real estate coaches, the top ones, and who were telling you how to have business and how to survive this downturn and everything. I was doing everything they said. And they were talking about you got to go online. So I did that. And I was one of the only people online in my office. But that was a waste because everybody heard about all the foreclosures and all that were going on in Southern California. And people thought they could get oceanfront property for $250,000. And that just wasn't going to happen, you know, just wasn't going to happen. And you still can't get oceanfront property in Southern California for $250,000. You can just forget it. So anyway, those were the kinds of clients I was getting. So I learned real quick that this wasn't going anywhere. But the stress in every of this whole thing just in my divorce just made me sicker than a dog. So I was reading The Secret, like I said, and you know, after doing that, I mean, reading all the books of all the authors who contributed to The Secret, doing the affirmations, not only was I doing them three times a day, but I would go out for hours and do them over and over again for an hour at a time, picturing myself, feeling it, doing all this, and nothing happened. Instead, the opposite was happening. All this money was going out and nothing was coming in. Absolutely nothing. And I felt like crap. Okay. There were days when, I mean, talking about crying, talking about having a fit, talking about feeling sorry for yourself, talking about, oh my God, why is this happening? What's why me? Why the victimization starts to come in, and all that does is it creates more of it. And then all you're doing is you keep focusing on what you're losing. And every time you turn around, you're losing something. And every time you try to do something to make money, you're not making money. You're losing money. It's costing you. And you're just in this tailspin, and the whole thing's just going around and around, getting out of control. And it's like, oh my God, what do you do? What do you do? Well, this is what I have to tell you. If anybody's gone through anything like this, I say you're in good company, because a lot of people have gone through this. Actually, a lot of famous people who have rebounded and made a lot of money and been able to recover have gone through this. Donald Trump is number one. First person I can think of that comes to mind. He's done this a few times, and he comes out on top every time. Hasn't fazed him. Dave Ramsey, number two. Dave Ramsey lost all of his money when he was in his young 20s. He was in real estate. He bought all this real estate, was renting it out. And then the banks decide they couldn't loan money to this 20-something-year-old. So they pulled all of his loans. And, of course, he didn't have the money to pay for it. And he went bankrupt. And now he spends his life, and he's made a fortune, teaching people how to get around the system and how to become financially independent and secure without depending on the system. So he went through this whole paradigm shift. And that's kind of what we're doing with 2012. We're all going through this whole paradigm shift where we're learning the old way is not working. And I got that clear, loud and clear, when I went through my deal. And I guess that's why it lasted as long as it did, is because I had to get it. I had to be hit over the head with this thing to find out how you move past it and where you go from there. And to teach people, because I am a healer. Through all this, I did decide, forget listening to everybody else and doing what they are telling you to do. Listen to yourself. Do what you want to do. And that's what I'm doing. I love the mind, body, spirit healing. I love helping people with their nutrition, helping them regain their health, helping them balance their body. That's what I love to do, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm doing it. Another person who lost a lot of money, who went bankrupt, was Simon Cowell. We all know him from American Idol. He rebounded. Look at all what he's doing now. Okay, he's successful. And you're never too old. Now, I get this a lot, you know, because a lot of it happened to the baby boomers. They lost a lot of their retirement money. You are never too old. And Dave Ramsey would tell you, get off your butt and get out there and start doing something. You are never too old. Look at this. Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders started frying chicken when he was in his 60s. And that's what got him going. And he had all kinds of odd jobs and things. One time he was selling insurance, I believe, before he started frying chicken at the age of 60 and became the success that he is. There's a book that I love. And I wish I had read this book a few years ago when I was going through all this stuff, because it would have helped me put everything into perspective. And this book is the simplest book in the world. It's called Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, MD. Who Moved My Cheese? Now, I'm sure some of you have heard about it. If you've heard it about it, and if you've read it and you're going through this, reread it. Okay. If you've heard it and you've never picked the book up, pick the book up. It'll take you less than an hour to read this thing. And it gets down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. It talks about these little mice or rats or whatever they are, Sniff and Scurry, and then the two humans, him and Haw. And it talks about when you go through a change, how you deal with it. And Sniff and Scurry, the little mice, their cheese got moved. Everybody's cheese got moved. And so what did they do? They didn't sit there on their butt going, oh no, what happened to me? Oh, and, you know, get all caught up in the victimization. They went out there and they created a new world for themselves. The him and the haws, the humans, kind of held back. And I actually was the him and the haw. Okay. That's what I was when I went through my mess. So, I was like, okay, I'm just going to hang on. I'm going to hang on. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. I'm going to keep doing things the way that, you know, I used to do it. It'll get better. It'll get better. And it never did. Then I finally woke up and smelled the roses and got myself out of the situation. Unfortunately, in the book, Haw never does. But him does. And so you just got to figure out which one of these characters you are. And hopefully you're sniff and scurry and you get out there and you change your life. But there's one section of the book I want to read. This is, I'm quoting from page 40. Sometimes Haw would imagine Sniff and Scurry finding new cheese and enjoying it. He thought about how good it would be for him to be out on an adventure in the maze and to find fresh new cheese. He could almost taste it. The more clearly Haw saw the image of himself finding and enjoying the new cheese, the more he saw himself leaving Cheese Station C. And he envisioned that enough in himself that he finally got out of the situation. Then finally, he wrote to Haw, who would not leave, on page 46, "If you do not change, you become extinct." If you do not change, you become extinct. I think that pretty much sums it up. It's time for change. But how do we? How do we have the power? How do we have the courage? How do we get through this and change? And how do we know what direction we're supposed to go in? Well, we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to explore that. Stay tuned. Listening to The Michelle Bond Show.
Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged.
Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Okay, welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. And yes, shine bright like a diamond. Have the courage to shine bright like a diamond, because that's what you are. Everybody is a diamond in the sky, baby. So shine bright, shine bright. We are talking about coming back after a huge financial loss. Okay, I want to wrap up my story. So the deal is that I lost all this money, my condo. So I spent all that money remodeling it. Then my condo lost 35 to 40% of its value. That was I was never going to get that back. And I was devastated, but this whole devastation made me realize that I had to change the way I was thinking. I had to seek other ways of doing things, and I had to listen to myself instead of listening to everybody. If I had listened to myself, I would have never had that stinking condo, and I would have never lost all that money. But the flip side of this whole deal is that if I didn't have that condo, I would have never met my husband, who I have today, who's the love of my life. And the reason why I met him is because he was my general contractor on fixing up and remodeling my condo. So there you go. And I would have never ended up in Seattle, Washington. I would have never ended up on this radio show. And I probably would have never ended up doing what I love to do, which is help people heal. So there you go. So how do you get yourself, when you're in this kind of predicament, how do you get yourself out of it? Well, first of all, you've got to get rid of the fear. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. And I'm going to talk to you how you can get rid of that fear. Because remember, that's what I had. I came out of the divorce scared to death. I had tons of fear that I was going to lose my money. I put my attention on that. And guess what? I lost all my money. I was doing the affirmations. I was doing all this secret stuff out of fear. Out of fear. Out of fear that I was going to lose everything. And I lost it. But then also, in my defense, Tony Robbins and Oprah Winfrey also say it takes more than just positive affirmations and doing the secret in order to manifest abundance. And I agree with them, because I have learned it does take more than that. And I've learned what it takes to do that. So you don't want to have fear. That's the biggest thing. And you need to realize where your treasure chest is. That's number two. Where does all of your abundance come from? And you've got to stop listening to everybody else and listen to yourself. And I'm going to do the philosophy tip of the day right now. It's going to
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day comes from the Saint Germain Foundation, the I Am Discourses. Now, this is the interesting thing about the Saint Germain Foundation. The Saint Germain Discourses were cognized back in the 30s. And you know what happened back in the 30s? We had a Great Depression, right? And so what happened in 2007, 2008, 2009? We went through the whole, economy went through a similar type of thing. It wasn't quite as bad as the Depression was back then in the 30s, but in the 20s, but it still was pretty bad. It's a lot worse than what the media was making it out to be, actually, I think. So it's very interesting, because what the I Am Discourses spoke about back then is applicable for today as well. And this is what they say. Therefore, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, in your activity of the outer world, if somebody has done a wrong to you, please do not let yourselves become angry or feel vicious toward that one, because then you are harming yourselves. They cannot harm you. Suppose one swept away from you all the money you had. Do you think for one moment that can interfere with your great life acting to again produce more? If you hold your feeling harmonious and pour forth kindness and blessing to that unfortunate individual, the one depriving you temporarily is the one who is most unfortunate. not you. So this happens. We blame everybody else. I mean, I had no control over what the banks were going to do. I had no control over what the government was going to do. I had no control over my property losing all this money. You know, and so I could sit there and play the blame game. And I did that. That's another thing you don't want to do. I did that. I did that. And all that did was create more misery and more losses. So don't do that. Get yourself out of that. Think higher. Think higher. He goes on to say, this is the great divine director. In the experience of the Depression a few short years ago, what a release would have come to mankind and how those within the next 5 years following would have restored all their loss. If they had known this I Am Presence, which is what we've been talking about, the I Am Presence, your higher power, and how to call it into action. Because the same power and intelligence is there in the individual, which was there before the so-called loss took place. It's all an illusion. You're not going to die. So what? You lose your money. You can come back. So what? You lost your house or whatever. You can come back. So what? You lost your job. Lots of times I ask people and they lost their job and they're so devastated. So did you like that job to begin with? And they're like, no. Well, you lost it. It's a perfect opportunity for you to do something that you do love. Even if you have to take a temporary job to pay for the bills while you work on what you do love. I mean, seriously. He goes on to say, if you and mankind will understand these laws and utilize them, there's not a thing acting in this world which can harm or deprive you. There's not a thing in this world that can harm or deprive you. That's why I say today, according to the great cosmic law, there is no one in the world who has wealth, who is sure of sustaining it without the knowledge of this presence, this mighty I Am Presence, your higher power, who you are. Because the very forces of human destruction, destructive creation, are pounding at these individuals to try and deprive them. Every one of mankind who will hold himself or herself harmonious, except the I Am Presence as a treasure house, refuse to be agitated or disturbed by the appearance of the outer world, will find his or her own individual world supplied abundantly with every good thing. Think about that. So I'll tell you, when I started doing that, my whole world changed. My whole world changed. The losses stopped. They stopped. And in fact, I'm manifesting the life I dreamed of. I have the husband I dreamed of, and I have the life I dreamed of. And my life is full, and I feel blessed, and I'm very grateful, and I thank my I Am Presence and God every day for that. I'm getting choked up, but that's the truth, okay? So I hope this has helped some of you guys who need this message, because I really felt inspired and like I needed to tell the story and get it out there. Boy, am I getting choked up. Well, you have been listening. Now, listen, if y'all want some more information and get the recipes that I did on the show earlier today and this show today, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and go to the Bond Method and that tab, and the recipes are under there. And if you want any information, you want to ask any questions or have any comments, you can email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. And I'll be happy to answer your questions. And lots of times I do them on there, so everybody gets a benefit. So I just want to say thank you all for listening. This has been a pleasure. I wish you all very many blessings. And I also wish you all a very abundant week. So catch me next Tuesday. You guys have a very prosperous week. I love you all. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit the Michelle Bondshow.com for more information.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.